but they're making merchandise off of the people. I mean, I know Spanish churches who do this. He said, no, not Spanish churches. I've seen pastors, I'm talking about fleecing the flock. They get money from the congregants without the other pastors knowing about it. You know, they're like, they send people to go. They send people to go to the people and say, hey, pastor needs gas money. You know, can you put in 10 bucks here, 20 bucks here, 30 bucks here? I'm not lying. This is real. They'll do that. What are they? They're greedy, a filthy lucre. They're gone the way of Balaam, and they love money. And the fact remains, and I've seen Spanish pastors, okay, who will take personal offerings for themselves. You know? Now, obviously, we're not into, we don't do the different ministries and Spanish ministries, but I've seen it, you know, and the pastor doesn't know about it. He's taking all kinds of money, you know, and by the way, he has this guy on the side who collects the money so he can count it for him, and he splits it, he gives some to him for his gas money, and then he puts the rest of it in the safe where it's supposed to go so it's accountable, you know. Wicked.
Amen.
It's wicked. It's being covetous and greedy of filthy lucre. And so you have both extremes, but both are bad. Okay?
Amen.
And both have gone the way of Balaam. No, you know, we need to be, as God's people, people of integrity.
Amen.
Right? We need to be people who don't love money. Yes, we understand we need money. We need to pay the bills, but we don't compromise the message. We don't try to make merchandise off of the flock of God to get money.
Amen.
It's not that important. And here's the thing. If you're willing to compromise on the message so much, that means you don't even have faith in God's word. That he can provide. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. And the dangerous thing is this, is that sometimes, as the Bible, we're going to look in just a little bit, there's people who are creeping in unawares. They're not saved. They're not pastors. But they come in under the cloak of being some godly person. They get put in a position of authority. And what are they doing? They just see this as a business to make money.